Hey, it's been a while. It's 1 a.m. and I'm lying in bed trying to think of something to talk about. Been thinking about the creative process and dropping my phone. There we are. What it takes to get back into the creative process. Producing, programming, producing, audio shows again, mainly. Because I've been working on concepts and scripts for podcasts of different kinds and types for a while. But there seems to be this psychological, maybe just technical creative hump I can't get past. And it has been like this for a couple of years now. And it's not for a lack of having fallible and viable concepts to work on. It's just of late, and this is reflected in my non, production stuff, like my writing and any other creative works. But it's been like having the ideas there, having the scripts and the concepts and the things I want to say there ready to be said. But when it comes to the actual production, the creation of those final products, my ability to actually articulate written or verbal, it becomes psychologically muffled, muzzled even. I cannot control with the amount of mental depth and dexterity that I can picture these things in. It's hard to explain, but I liken it to being somebody with a speech impediment, like an extreme stutter or stammer. But there isn't a stammer or stutter there, although I occasionally do stutter. It's more having that stammer be about getting that idea out or getting those creative processes going. And that can be, trying to record a show and recording a line and then it being wrong every single time I try to record the line, not sounding right, not working quite right. And it kind of, that weight kind of pressing down until you kind of give in on yourself, give up on the process because you feel like you're never going to be good enough again. Which is a shame because I desire to see these ideas come to fruition. There's the other element of wanting to create shows to talk about certain subjects or more niche topics, but being able to find people willing to guest or become permanent or semi-permanent recording partners on anything. So, shows where I don't want to be the only voice, or I don't want a voice at all, I want to just be a part of a creative process that gives a new type of format or show to people, but includes the voices of people from different backgrounds and different sexual and social and emotional sort of places. But it seems impossible to get people interested enough to be involved or to take my desire to create these projects seriously enough to be a part of them. So if I want to create a series, for example, involving maybe segments or features cut, re-edited together by myself, and, you know, featuring some stuff by me, from me, if only as a binding agent for the entire show, but really being another platform for ideas, concepts, conversations with people who are different from me, in many cases drastic, then not being able to obtain those, you know, external voices makes work on that concept almost completely impossible. And at the very least limiting, because even if I reach the very point of which I can work at the most I can, i.e. creating all content that would feature or semi-feature me as a host, I still require the addition of other voices. And that's very frustrating, especially because I've chased up people in the past. Firstly, to one extent, I've been successful in doing things like this before, creating a podcast show and having guests on it, while still being somewhat part of the voice of the show. But also because I have talked to people via email, via different social networks, and had them give me their contact details, or even email back to me and say, yes, I am interested, only to never really get back again afterwards. And the contradiction of some people who would say yes and need to say nothing else and do nothing in the end, it makes me trepidatious about chasing up new people. It makes me concerned about the idea that people may be purposely avoiding working with me. And also, how do you convince a complete stranger to be a part of something new? But I do have a couple of shows I want to create some pilots for, because I'm becoming increasingly passionate about that creative aspect again. And I hope to, you know, share some of the concepts I'm working on and considering in audio form with whoever's interested in the future. But seeing as it's, like, say, just after 1 a.m. in the morning, I'm going to say goodnight to you all, good morning to you all, and get some sleep now, and we'll reconvene when next possible.